Drums.
You don't have a sassy drum?
Oh, yes, please.
Well, you've had to come and sit in your chair then, haven't you?
Sit down your chair. No, no. Let's eat a drum. Yummy. The ball.
You're going to put them on the table?
Yeah. What got here?
What got here?
Yeah. What got here?
What have you got here? The sausage rolls, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. From the bed. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It is
sausage roll. Would you like to sit in your chair, please?
No.
Come on, sit in your chair and then we can have one of these.
No! No, I'm down.
No, you've got to sit in your chair.
I'm down.
No, you've sit in your chair.
Chair.
Which chair?
Chair.
This high chair? Thomas, you don't sit in that chair for meals. Come here.
Wait.
Come on.
And
more.
Wait.
No, you can't ride a bike. We're going to have lunch. Come on, Mummy's got to come back to work.
Wait.
Yeah, but you can ride a bike afterwards. There we are. Right, shall we put your bib on?
Yeah.
And what about hands? I think we better wash our hands, don't we?
No! No, wash hands.
No, wash hands?
No. No, yes, please. No, we can not wash hands. No, what's the end? No, what's the end?
Why do you want to touch your hands? Thomas, you're being silly, boy. Listen. You've got to wash your hands before you eat food. You know that. What a silly thing.
Mummy soap.
No, you feel better now.
Junch.
Pardon?
Junch. Dinner? No. Mummy food. Mummy food.
Mummy food. You like one of these plates? You choose the sausage roll you would like. Which one would you like? You choose it. Thomas, which one would you like? That one. There you are. We'll cut it up for you. Thomas, why have you started crying? You were perfectly all right. Being silly, didn't we? What have you seen this morning?
A mixer going around.
You've seen a mixer going around and around, yes, and you've seen a digger, but what happened in the sky? With Grandma and Grandma this morning?
Yeah.
What did you see in the sky?
The moon.
The moon.
And that's the moon. The dance moon.
Oh, the moon, yes.
No, the dance.
What happened? The moon went over the sun, didn't it?
No.
You don't now, that's right.
Yeah. Sausage rolls,
yes.
Cheese.
Yes.
Pizza.
Well, this morning, Grandma and Grandad came and Mummy went out to work. And as Mummy was leaving, we looked at the television and there was a big round sun. But it had a bite out of it and you said it looked like a biscuit.
Like moon.
Yes, a bite out of the moon. It was a bite out of the sun.
Like sun.
And then Mummy went to work and watched it at work on the television and stood outside. And you watched it inside with Grandma and Grandpa on the television, didn't you?
Mummy.
Thank you. And Mummy's come home from work now, just for a little while.
Sleep.
No, I'm not coming home for sleep. I've just come home for a little while and then I've got to go back. And Grandma and Grandad are coming back later, aren't they?
I'm going down. Purdy's home.
Yeah, Purdy's upstairs, I think. I'm going to go and have a look for her in a minute. So can you grind?
Look.
So it went dark, didn't it?
Not the moon.
It didn't really go very dark here then, did it?
Yeah.
Just a little dark.
When you see the moon in the middle.
Here's Purdy now. So we'll have to buy a newspaper tomorrow, won't we, and have a look and see the pictures of the moon and the sun. Can you say eclipse? You were saying eclipse before.
Yeah.
Eclipse.
Eclipse. Oh dear. Oh.
Would you like some more?
I see.
Is your tooth better today? Because you've had toothache, haven't you?
Yeah.
Are you feeling a bit better today?
See, sausage rolls.
Sausage rolls. The skin off? Are you taking the pastry off the sausage?
Pizza off. Dicey pizza. Nice pizza.
It's not pizza, it's sausage roll.
Cheese.
Sausage.
Cheese. My sausage.
And what are you going to do this afternoon with Grandma and Grandma? You're going to Stockport?
Cut it.
nice.
No.
No, don't throw, Thomas.
That's a big piece that you put in your mouth.
Open wide. Will you show me what you've got in your mouth?
Mummy, open wide, please.
Mummy, open wide, please.
Yeah.
Is Mummy eating the same thing? Don't throw. Just put it now if you don't want it.
Mummy?
That jute is making a lot of noise, isn't it? The jute's making a lot of noise. Oh well.
The rock damage is ready.
What are you? Did you say to how much deed?
Thank
you very much indeed. Does that mean thank you very much indeed?
Racing car.
Where's the racing car? Oh, drink it properly, Thomas.
So much deed.
It's thank you very much indeed.
Yeah.
It's a good job I know what you're talking about, Thomas. Isn't it?
Juice round and round.
Are you worried you'll be for a juice on the table? Just be careful not to drop it, won't you?
Lift off.
No, not the lid off. We keep the lid on.
Digger.
Digger, that's your toy digger, and there's the little man, look.
Mix around and round.
You showing your hand?
Yeah.
It should smell nice because you had your hands washed before you started lunch.
No, digger. Mess up.
Are you trying to get the crumbs from your sausage roll into the digger? Paddy's at the door, isn't she? Shall we let her through?
Most fright.
Hello, Freddy.
Hello, Freddy. Thumbs up. Thumbs up.
Not be careful with the crumbs. Would you like something else to eat?
Yes, please.
What would you like?
Two pears, please.
Two pears? Watch that plate. I must do it like it on the floor. Would you like some cheese?
Please. Mummies.
Some cheese and what about some grapes?
Cheese.
cheese and some grapes?
Yes.
You're making a lot of noise with that digger on the table, Thomas.
It's
a big mess, yeah. You're always making a big mess, aren't you?
There's some cheese.
Grapes.
Yes, I'll wash some grapes. You can have some grapes as well. Mama and Grandma brought the grapes for you this morning, didn't they? Yes, they had some pears as well, didn't they?
Too much is raining.
Too smart is what, darling?
Too much is stress.
I can't tell what you're saying. You're saying something about two smarties, but I'm sorry. I don't understand what.
But you got it here. Cheese and digger.
You're putting the cheese in the digger?
Yes.
You've got your toy digger on the table and you're putting your cubes of cheese into the bucket on the digger, aren't you? Scooping it up. Purdy's crying now. Purdy wants some lunch, doesn't she?
Yeah.
Good. Food. Purdy wants food.
Gosh. Yeah.
You saying gosh?
Yeah.
Mummy says gosh sometimes, doesn't she, when she's cross or surprised?
Nipple.
Is the cheese nice? Are you going to go for a walk with Grandad later?
With me. Rat.
You go to see the ducks with Grandad? I've not been to see the ducks for a long time.
No, Mummy.
That's where you go with Grandma. It's your special place, isn't it?
Mm. I'm not playing with Bean.
You're talking to Purdy?
Mm.
Is she talking back to you? Oh, she's just sitting quietly, isn't she? Eating her food. Do you think
Purdy?
You think Purdy saw the eclipse this morning? No, we kept Purdy inside, didn't we? Then we asked Grandma and Grandad to make sure that Purdy was inside. Because it could hurt your eyes, couldn't it, if you looked up at the sun? So all those grapes. Nice green grapes.
Yeah.
There you are, you had an apple at breakfast, didn't you? And now you're having grapes. You can perhaps have a peach at tea time. Grandma and Grandad had some pears with them, didn't they? They bought some pears.
Yeah.
Did you not like the pear?
No, it was tomatoes.
You wanted some Smarties instead. You like pears, really, Thomas. Don't you?
Can we go to... Yeah, I see you.
Well, you are, Purdy. Would you like a biscuit on that? Sprinkle some biscuits on Purdy's food. still looks dull outside now, doesn't it?
No.
It's brighter than it was, but...
Sunny now.
Sunny now.
Hello.
We thought it would go dark, hadn't we, Mum? We'd been telling you it would go really dark, and it didn't. It went quite cool, didn't it? It was a bit breezy.
Crunch.
Yes, Thomas Crunch, Freddy Crunch, Purdy's eating biscuits, isn't she? So she's making a lot of crunchy noises. And you're eating grapes, but they don't really crunch, do they?
Bite crunch.
Bite crunch. Purdy wants to go back outside, doesn't she?
Not brush
the
trees.
No. Purdy doesn't brush the trees. Purdy's a good girl when we let her outside. There we are, she's gone. She's gone for a walk around the garden.
Open the tunnel.
Open the tunnel?
Yeah.
What tunnel, Thomas?
Open the tunnel?
I don't know what you mean, Purdy opened the tunnel. She's come outside and she's walked underneath the patio chairs and table, hasn't she?
Open the tunnel.
Open the tunnel.
Train tunnel.
The train tunnel.
Bus tunnel.
But Purdy doesn't go under the train tunnel, does she? At least I hope she doesn't, because she'll get squashed by a train. What would happen if a train hit Purdy?
A crash!
There would be a crash, wouldn't there?
Mm.
Oh dear. There'd be a big crash and Mummy would be upset. And Purdy would be upset.
Grape. No, it's up.
Oh, you dropped the grape, but you picked it up. Just going to shut the door again. Oh, can you see an aeroplane in the sky?
My grapes.
You don't see your grapes?
No.
No?
Not black cabbies.
What would you like?
Black cabbies.
Pasta?
Yeah.
No, the pasta's for tea time. We haven't cooked it yet. Do you like some more grapes?
No.
What about the little bit of Kit Kat that you didn't eat earlier on?
No.
Oh, pardon me. What did you say?
Tomatoes.
No, you say, excuse me, please, when you make a weird noise like that.
Tomatoes, please, Al. Smarties.
Two Smarties?
Two Smarties.
Well, we'll have to see, won't we?
Please.
And you did say please, didn't you?
Yeah.
Well, these are the Smarties that Daddy bought the other day when Thomas wasn't very well.
My Daddy was well.
Yeah. They're in a little box, aren't they? What do you say?
Yes, please, no.
Yes, please, but what size do you say?
Hello, what's that? Yes.
Do you say thank you very much?
Thank you very much.
So much deed.
So much deed. There's a box and back in the box. Back in the box.
Back in the box.
Back in the box.
Are you putting the Smarties back in the box?
It's like this.
It's a very, very tiny box, isn't it, with Smarties in it?
And today's box. My little. But Daddy's tired. And it's sick.
Daddy's tired? Can you say Daddy's tired asleep?
Yeah.
Oh no, Daddy's at work. Daddy had to get to work this morning for 5:45, so we were up at 5:00, weren't we? We've had a busy day. Mummy had to go to work as well.
Yeah.
And Mummy's about to go back to work this afternoon.
Matter box and Smarties and Matter box. All pink.
You're putting the Smarties back in the box?
They're all pink.
Yellow and pink. It's purple, that one.
Purple.
Trouble with eating sausage rolls, Thomas. They make such a mess with crumbs, don't they?
Tight.
Would you like some more grapes?
That is a purple. It is pink.
That's the pink one. Here it is, pink. Yes, that's the pink one. I can see two blue ones.
Three, two, and eight.
And two brown ones.
Blues.
There's one purple, one yellow, two blue, one pink, one orange, and two brown. That makes 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 Smarties.
No, I don't think.
How many Smarties can you count?
2. 7.
2, 7.
6.
6. Are you going to count them as you put them back in the box?
3. Four. Six.
What happened to five?
Five.
3, 4, 5, 6.
No reach.
No reach. Have you dropped one?
Yeah.
Where's it gone, Thomas? Oh, I can't see it either. Let's have a look. Has it gone that way?
Yeah.
No, we've dropped it. I don't know where it is. We'll find it when you move the high chair.
What's that here? What's that here?
What's that here?
Yeah.
What have we got here?
The mummy. I'm going to eat this. I'm going to eat the Smarties.
You're going to put Smarties in the digger? I thought you'd eaten all the cheese. Was it just sitting in the digger?
Yeah.
Oh.
Tick tack.
I thought you'd eaten it all.
Not wise.
I'm going to eat some cheese now.
What's it?
It's porky.
Okay. Mother's box. The brown
chop. Smarties box, what, darling?
The pink one's on the floor.
The pink one's on the floor? Did the pink Smartie fall on the floor? I can't see it. Can you see it?
No. One pipe.
No, I can't see it. When you get out of your chair, then we clean up. We'll like, I'll find some.
Snooters!
Snooters, have you found it?
Yeah.
What about?
No,
I think that's just crumbs, Tom.
Crumbs. Yeah. Sausage.
No, you've eaten all the sausage. I thought you'd eaten all the cheese, but you were just hiding it in your digger.
My daddy.
A boy? Let me have a look.
Yeah.
Can you see a boy? Oh, it's a picture of a boy on the smarty box. A little boy with pink spiky hair. Oh, look at the traffic lights. What colours are the traffic lights?
Blue ones?
No, they're red, yellow and green.
Yellow and green.
Well, yellow is really called amber.
Amber.
When it's traffic lights, it's amber.
But I mean no.
It's not really yellow, it's not really orange.
The
Mart Smarties have all gone now, haven't they? It tastes nice.
Traffic lights.
Two traffic lights. There are three traffic lights. Three lights make one set of traffic lights.
Two ones.
Kit Kat? No, it's not a Kit Kat, is it? That's called Parkin.
Parkin.
We've not had Parkin for a long time. But you used to really enjoy it last year. Usually eat Parkin around bonfire time when the fireworks go off.
Why did that? Black currant juice,
yes, it's there. Drinking from your squeaky cup, aren't you? In fact, I think we've both been too busy eating and drinking to talk, haven't we? If you don't want me to take the air out of the cup, it sounds a bit funny. There are two magpies in that tree, Thomas.
Magpies,
can you hear the sound they're making? That sound means they're telling people that there's a pussycat about. It's Purdy they're talking about. Mm. They can see Purdy and they don't like cats. So magpies make a funny noise when they see a pussycat to warn others that it's about. I think they try and scare the cat as well. No, drink properly, Thomas.
My mouth.
Got a cough. Oh dear. Poor Thomas.
Poor Thomas.
That's quite a cough, isn't it? That's the two magpies.
The magpies.
Purdy's coming home now. And they've flown away. Oh, they're back again. I think they might be making a noise at Linda and Brian's cats. Because they've flown off the fence now and gone into Linda and Brian's garden, haven't they?
One piece.
What are you doing? You're trying to put cheese into your drinking beaker. It'll block the spout up, Thomas.
Don't eat.
Thomas tired? No. No, you're going to have a sleep after lunch.
Okay, cheese.
Well, then cheese. Have you eaten the cheese from the top of the drinking beaker?
Mama.
You're pressing cheese into the spout, weren't you?
Mama.
You're making a mess, Thomas.
I can juice.
Want some cheese?
I can juice, Marla. Watch Pippin?
Yeah. Okay, you can watch Pippin later.
Ride a bike.
But you can go outside with Grandad later on, can't you?
Bye-bye, Linden.
Open Linden.
Mummy's tired.
Yes, Mummy is quite tired, Thomas. Is Thomas tired?
Don't you angry. Bye.
Mummy, are you kicking my foot? Oh, poor Mummy. Oh, poor Mummy. Oh, Mummy might cry.
Yeah. I love.
Oh, you cheeky thing. You made Mummy cry and you're looking very cheeky. You're laughing. You're supposed to be upset if Mummy's upset. If Mummy's upset, Thomas is supposed to be upset. Oh no, don't kick Thomas. That's not nice, is it? Oh, bye. Go on. What will Grandad say when I tell him?
Mum
and Grandad will be cross, yes, if I say Thomas kicked me and made me cry. Are you going to go to the shops with Grandma and Grandad? No, you're not having a haircut now. I think they're planning a trip to Stockport now this afternoon. Would you enjoy that in Grandad's car?
In the car. In the car. In the car.
Whose car?
Stuart's.
Stuart's car? Or yeah. Sarah's car?
No.
Stuart's car?
Yeah. that down. What's the magic? Jesus Christ.
Oh, I think that's right. You're turning it. You're putting the cheese back on the plate. That's a good boy. Do you think the driver of the digger would like some cheese?
Yes, please. This one.
This one, that's right. You give him a piece of cheese. Ask him first if he'd like it.
How much?
Did he say to how much? Does that mean thank you very much?
No, how much?
He's supposed to say yes please, isn't he, when he wants something, and say thank you very much when he gets it.
Stop! Oh, yes please. From the net. From the net.
Oh, from the net. Is he getting out?
No, in the arm.
Oh, he's staying where he is, but you lifted the lid up, have you? Left the lid on, so that the boy could go next door.
Back in the digger.
Back in the digger? Is the driver going back in the digger?
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, driver. Has he had some cheese for his lunch?
Yeah. Back in the digger now.
He's back in the digger now. Is he going back to work?
Chip shop.
Is he working in a chip shop?
Yeah.
Alright.
Stockport.
A chip shop in Stockport?
And where does Danny work?
Yeah.
Oh, hello.
Yeah. Ah, money.
Oh dear, has the digger driven over the cheese? It's all made a mess of the wheels, hasn't it?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Oh dear, dirty wheels. It's not nice, is it?
Yeah, Mummy.
I think Mummy's going to have to wash the digger when she washes the pots, isn't she?
What a mess, yeah.
What a mess, yuck. Well, I thought the mum was going to eat the cheese. I didn't realise he was going to run over it with the digger.
Chip shop. Come on. Here you are, Mummy.
Oh, thank you.
Some money.
Yeah. Has he been to the chip shop for his lunch?
Yeah.
And what's he bought from the chip shop?
Tomatoes.
Two Smarties?
Yeah.
All right. He went all the way to the chip shop on his digger with two monies to buy two Smarties.
Yeah.
Oh, and he could have eaten cheese and parkin and sausage rolls, hey, couldn't he, and some grapes. He travelled a long way, didn't he?
You are man, open the lid. Here
you are, man, open the lid.
Yeah.
Are you moving the digger out of the way so that he can eat some more food? One at a time. Is you giving the man some, but you're eating some as well? What's in the bottom of the digger?
One in the front, two Smarties.
At the front, two Smarties?
Yeah. Remember me.
Thank you. Well, they're two pretend Smarties, aren't they? Is he driving away?
Oh my god, what a pot! Here, man, please! Bye! Bye bye! So much!
Bye bye! He's not going very quickly today, is he?
Stop pulling my face! I'm pulling my jeans right.
and reaching the plate. Did he burn into Mummy's plate? No, don't hit that plate, Tom. It'll fall on the floor. Could you pass me the plate, please?
Yes, please.
That's right, that's a good boy. Have you finished?
Yes, please.
You finished with the cheese?
Yes, please.
Well, I think if you finished, we could start clearing away, couldn't we?
Clearing away.
And what about this?
Hot man.
No, would you not like that either?
No.
No.
Hot man, mummy. Hot mummy.
Oh, yes.
Sleep.
Is he having a sleep? He looks like he's fallen out of the digger to me. He's running around on the table. Is he feeling tired after having lunch? We've got to say hello to somebody now. Who's this?
Curdy.
It's Curdy, isn't it?
What's this?
What's this? It's who's this? When are you talking about someone, it's who's this?
Curdy.
Hello, Curdy.
Hello, little Thomas Jerry.
Oh, yes. The digger rolls, doesn't he? Not the digger, the man. He's wearing a nice, strong yellow helmet, isn't he? Yes, firemen wear yellow helmets. I should have said a strong, hard hat, really. Bobby Rover, he wears a hat, doesn't he? A strong yellow hat. Curdy's food, yes.
Table. Bye! Okay, here we go. Gaps. Up the wind. No reach.
You can't reach it. Oh, you're saying big steps, smarty rocks. You've made the smarty rocks into some steps, have you, for the digger to ride over? I'll try and play with a little bit more food.
Fresh food,
that's right.
Fish.
No, this is chicken. She had fish, I think, at breakfast.
Yes, fish.
Some fresh food. That food is made from chicken.
Oh. No, big white truck.
What's she saying about a big white truck?
A big white truck of food.
A big white truck. Mummy's looking to see if she's got a box that we can put this cake into.
What's that?
I think it could fit into that box, wouldn't it? Yes, it will. That's right. Put the lid on it.
Thomas, hold.
You want to hold it? Don't drop it, be careful.
Thomas.
Yeah. Thank you very much. Now keep the lid on, Thomas. We've got to keep the lid on to keep it fresh. Just like Birdie's food is fresh, we want to keep the cake fresh, don't we?
You
put it in a box and seal the lid. Put it in the cupboard, shall we now?
Thomas, hold.
Thomas, hold.
Mine.
You were holding it, you were hiding it behind your back. You're cheeky, aren't you? You're laughing because you're a cheeky boy. Brady's going out again now. Gosh, that's noisy. What big truck's making that noise? I can't see a big truck.
The ambulance?
Well, last week, it must have been Wednesday last week, a week ago, when you saw Peggy being taken to hospital in an ambulance.
Peggy back in the poorly.
Yeah, she was poorly, wasn't she? She'd had a fall. Peggy was poorly in the ambulance, man. Put her in the back of an ambulance.
Front.
Yes, they got in the front and Peggy got in the back. And they drove her to hospital, didn't they? Where the doctors were going to make her better. Peggy better, that's right. But the ambulance didn't have its lights flashing, did it?
Oh.
Or its siren going. It was just an ordinary white ambulance. Yes, that's what lights normally do. They flash, don't they? But they didn't. They didn't last week.
No, the German ones. The Chinese ones. The German ones. People have been night on the German.
You're pointing to your head and saying something about helmets and lights on. Are you thinking about a fireman? We haven't seen a fire engine though, have we? Well, we've seen a few fire engines, but they haven't been, what's the word I'm looking for? They've been driving past, and occasionally we've seen them when they're going bee-bar, bee-bar. But we haven't seen one here like we saw the ambulance, have we? We've seen police cars.
Ambulance.
The ambulance.
Yeah. The baby trucks.
Pardon?
The baby trucks.
Baby trucks.
The baby trucks. The baby trucks.
I can't tell what you're saying.
Baby truck.
You're holding your nose, you're pinching your nose. What are you saying?
The sun rain. The beach look.
Thomas is talking gobbledygook.
Gobbledygook.
Gobbledygook. Is that a funny word, gobbledygook? Gobbledygook. What's so funny about? What's so funny about? Again. You want me to say it again?
Yeah.
What do you want me to say? Come with it, Luke.
Yeah, yes, please.
Yes, please.
No, Domino.
Thomas, do. Why are you holding your nose? Just so that I can say, come with it, Luke.
Domino.
Come with it,
Luke.
Jump in the air. No, it didn't jump in the air, Thomas. You threw it up in the air. Up towards the moon, smash with the lid off. Is that what you're saying?
Well, that, yeah.
If you throw it up in the air and it falls down, the lid will come off, won't it? Yeah. You're going up towards the sun and the moon. We saw the sun and the moon this morning, didn't we? Remember the eclipse? You watched it on television with Grandma and Grandad.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
Well, it's happened, the moon went over the sun, didn't it?
Yeah.
Did it go dark?
Yeah. My night.
Night, it didn't go that dark really here, did it?
Yeah.
It did on television though. You could see it going really dark, couldn't you?
Yeah.
All the birds went to sleep. It went and it went cool, and then all of a sudden, the sun came back, shining. So the next eclipse, Thomas, will be in about, I think they said something like 91 years.
Okay.
So you might be 93.
Yes!
Are you still going to be here when you're 93? Yes, I bet you will. I bet you'll still be running around when you're 93. Oh, look, Sue's going into a house. Can you see? No, she's not. She's coming out of the house. She's got something in her hand. She looks like she's going to post some letters.
Post letters?
Post letters. Don't keep banging that, Thomas, it makes too much noise. Look, can you see Sue going out? Wave bye-bye to Sue.
Bye-bye, Sue. More letters.
More letters, yes, I think she's taking some letters. We got some letters this afternoon.
The toy box.
Well, if Mummy leaves some letters, would you go out with Grandma and Grandma to the post box to post them, please?
Yeah.
Because by the time Mummy comes home from work again, it's going to be too late, isn't it? What are you doing, lifting up my T-shirt?
Mummy's
to me.
Now she's telling Mummy.
No, don't do that because I don't want my blouse getting dirty. Mummy's got...
Damn!
No, I don't smell. Don't be cheeky. I had a shower before going to work. So I've got quite smart clothes on today.
Yeah.
So I don't want sticky fingerprints. So what are you doing that for me, Thomas? You'll go out for a walk with Grandma and Grandad and post some letters for Mummy. Are you biting the box? Shall I put it in the cupboard now, please? Where's the box gone? Have you hidden the box?
Hey, Mum, Mummy.
Thank you, Thomas. Thank you very, very much.